Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your essential daily update where we dig into the stories shaping marketing, tech, and media. Today, we're diving deep into the latest antitrust suit shaking up ad tech, the Vima's record-breaking ratings, a bold new move from betches in fashion media, Roblox's fast-growing, but sometimes fraught, creator economy, and more. Let's get right into it. First up, there's a seismic shift underway in ad tech. PubMatic, a major supply-side platform enabling brands to buy ads across the web, has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, as reported by Adweek. PubMatic claims Google has been illegally monopolizing the ad tech market, stifling competition, and inflating costs for advertisers and consumers. According to PubMatic's CEO Rajeev Goel, Google's dominance has artificially constrained PubMatic's growth, limiting their ability to win advertising auctions and, by extension, deliver more revenue to publishers. This isn't just about one company's bottom line. Goel argues that Google's practices have broadly deprived publishers and advertisers of the benefits of fair competition, reduced choice, and increased ad costs. The suit, filed in the Eastern District of Virginia, follows a federal judge's recent ruling that Google operated an illegal monopoly in key ad tech markets. PubMatic is seeking damages potentially into the billions and is pushing for remedies to force Google to change its business practices. Google, for its part, calls the allegations meritless, insisting advertisers and publishers choose its tools for their effectiveness and affordability. Notably, PubMatic isn't alone. OpenX, another ad tech player, filed a similar suit last month. As the industry awaits the remedies phase in the ongoing DOJ case against Google, the outcome here could have sweeping implications for digital advertising's future landscape. Shifting gears to the world of live entertainment, the 2025 VMAs just delivered their best ratings in 6 years, according to Adweek. Hosted by LL Cool J and featuring a headline-grabbing performance by Lady Gaga, the show drew over 5.5 million viewers across CBS, MTV, and Paramount Plus, marking a 42% year-over-year increase, even while competing with Sunday Night Football. The VMAs also broke records for digital engagement, racking up 1 billion global video views, up 21%, and over 81 million social media engagements. Paramount leaned hard into branded content, with more than 11 minutes of in-show integrations, surpassing last year's total, and lined up 30 advertisers, 19 of whom were new to the event. The show's success underscores the enduring draw of live tentpole events for both audiences and advertisers, a point echoed by Paramount's ad sales chief John Halley. The demand for live, culturally relevant moments is so strong that even YouTube's exclusive NFL broadcast from Brazil recently pulled in over 17 million viewers. For marketers, the message is clear. Live events still command attention and drive results. In fashion media, Betches is making a big play for millennial and Gen Z audiences with the launch of Betches Style, as covered by Glossy. Betches, known for its sharp, relatable voice and massive social reach, is spinning up a new vertical dedicated to style, delivering guidance that's funny, relatable, and actually helpful, according to VP of Editorial Katie Corvino. The company is betting on TikTok and Instagram video content, launching series like What Are You Wearing? And helping users discover influencers whose style matches their own. Old Navy is on board as the launch partner, sponsoring both the NYC-based launch party and the first 4 episodes of the new video series. Betches Style's approach is to blend authority with community, focusing on how trends translate to real life, and leveraging humor and pop culture references to keep things accessible. The launch is pegged to New York Fashion Week, with out-of-home campaigns in key NYC neighborhoods and a multi-channel push across Betches' existing verticals. With over 650 million monthly views and a reach that touches nearly half of all U.S. women in their target demo, Betches is positioning itself as the group chat of fashion media, bridging the gap between traditional journalism and influencer culture. Now, let's turn to Roblox, where explosive growth is creating both opportunities and tensions, as reported by Digiday. At this year's Roblox Developers Conference, The platform revealed it now boasts 111.8 million daily active users, up 41% from last year, with users averaging 2.5 hours per day. 60% of users are now over 13, and Roblox paid out more than $1 billion to creators in the past year, with the top 10 earning $38.5 million annually. But as Roblox aggressively expands its ad business, including a programmatic partnership with Google, there's friction between the platform's ad sales team and its creator community. While Roblox is rolling out more standard ad formats, think billboards and video, some creators worry these programmatic ads will compete with their own custom brand integrations, potentially diluting the authenticity that makes Roblox unique for marketers. The platform is also introducing Moments, a TikTok-style short-form video feed, to drive engagement and discoverability. While direct monetization isn't part of Moments yet, Roblox plans to explore brand integrations in the future. On the safety front, Roblox is beefing up age verification and moderation, responding to lawsuits and criticism over child safety. And in a move welcomed by creators, Roblox is increasing the exchange rate for its developer program, letting creators earn more real-world money for their Robux. The platform's challenge now is to balance rapid growth, safety, and creator economics, all while keeping brands engaged and its community satisfied. That's a wrap for today's brief. From the courtroom battles redefining ad tech to the cultural power of live events, the reinvention of fashion media, and the evolving dynamics of creator platforms, it's clear the marketing landscape is anything but static. Thanks for tuning in. Stay sharp, stay curious, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more stories that matter.